learn the names of the first one and all about their homes, where they went to school, the friends they knew, the places they are from, and all about their unit and all the buddies down the line, and how they all like Jimmy was there for you all the time. But by number 52, it's another picture on the page. There's nothing new about the story. You just glimpse his name and age. No mention of what happened, of what really went down. There's no need for an interview from somebody's hometown. Do we lose our taste for truth when war is taken for granted? Do we accept it as a way of life? The life that's sacred seems forsaken. Rage against the dying of the light. And when 100 more have passed, you know it happens every day. A detail in the evening news, the number of KIA, and no one will remember number 1433, a nameless face with a nameless fate, and only his family will know what it means. Do we lose our taste for truth when war is taken for granted? Do we accept it as a way of life? Life that's sacred seems forsaken. Rage against the dying of the light. It's not news they die anymore. It's just some small part of some plan. The given cost of the give and take, I still don't understand. And when we finally bring the last one home, try to figure how it all began. Well, they're just left out on their own. They're left out on their own. Do we lose our taste for truth when war is taken for granted? Accept it as a way of life. The life that's sacred seems forsaken. Rage against the dying of the light. We learn the names of the first ones